Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle Prophecy Open Line. I am your host tonight, Prophetess Ellen Bynum, and I definitely want to be a blessing to you all. And if area code 646 is listening, I want you to call back into the show. I'm going to open up the phone line, but I want to tell you why God has placed me here for this prophecy open line. New dates, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. God began to show me in my own state of condition that what's going on with me can't even take me out. God began to show me this medical device I need operates by battery. It informs you of your oxygen level, and this medical device even gives your heart rate. Now, you're going to have to be patient, because God say somebody's going to live after this word tonight. I took all the AAA batteries that I have storage in my home, and I began to start switching up the batteries. I was taking one out, I was putting another. I was taking one out, I was putting another. And God began to show me, I feel the Holy Ghost on this. He say the changing of the batteries is letting you know whatever's going on in your life, it has no power over you. Jesus. God says, in order for the device to work with batteries, God says that it has to be a battery that's fully in operation to whatever you're inputting it in for that device to work. My God. God began to show me that whatever your condition is tonight, not only it can't stand you, not only it doesn't like you, but its mission, hallelujah, is to abort what God has placed inside of you. And God said tonight that that could never happen unless that battery gained power from somewhere and didn't take over you. Jesus. Truth. God said we give power to our circumstance too often. Who I'm talking to. I switched about 8 batteries, and every battery had a different reading. I had one reading that was 59 for my oxygen and 123 for my heart rate. For me, that was cardiac arrest. But I wasn't in cardiac arrest. God say on this hour, whatever your condition is, he said, stop looking for power to give to your condition to take you out. God said he has given you greater power that will overcome whatever you're going through. Some of you have finance situations. Some of you just don't know what to do. I'm telling you tonight, there's power inside of you. So the whole bottom line, and I'm going to open up the line, is I never found a battery, Jesus, at work. God said it don't matter what your oxygen and your heart level is, because the device cannot take you out because it has no power. Only you can give your situation power by saying, okay, it ain't going to work. It's too late. I might as well give up now. If you on this phone line and you listen to this call and you was about to throw in the towel, as I open the line, I want to let you know, let me know that it was you. I'm going to open up to, let's see. I'm going to open up to area code 336. Be patient with me tonight. I see a lot of people have pretty much got knocked out of the call box, but just be patient. Area code 336. It's telling me that I can't open up the line, but I'm going to show you I got power in Jesus' name. I got power. And that was the word of the Lord tonight, in demonstrating that power. And I trust and believe tonight that God is going to be a blessing to each and every one of you tonight. And we're going to stay here. And those that know a word of prayer, please pray on the line tonight, that we be able to open up the calls. What I'm going to do, I'm going to, while you all are waiting to be connected live, and this is a beautiful thing when these things happen, because, baby, you're about to find out that God is doing something. Henry Code 336, God bless you.
God bless you.
How are
Hi,
you
I'm calling you. I'm doing good.
Okay. How can I be a blessing to you on this hour?
Yes, ma'am. I want to continue prayer for my children and myself. My children, they're grown, but they all live in different states, but I'm a mother, and I'm just concerned about their life, their well-being, especially my youngest one, who is hearing impaired. And God knows what I've been through in my life.
Yes.
I had petitioned, you know, about some things and changes that I would like to come to happen to help me grow spiritually. I mean, I'm not going to go into it long, but I just need whatever the Lord wants you to do.
Right. Well, let me just say this to you. Well, let me just say this. A lot of things came up around your name, and I'm going to call each one out, and you could be a blessing to those that are listening live so they can understand that this is God's doing. The name Michelle came up. Also, song and dance came up around you, and God is saying to let go and let him do what he needs to do in the life of your children. Even the one that had a medical condition, and that word was for him as well. The reason why I said let go and let God have his way, because you are a praying woman. And God has heard your prayer. It is something about a mother, as old as our children is, we can't let go because we love them. We are their mothers. But it comes a time in life, beloved, that we have to let go. We have to trust God. We have to know that if God has promised you a thing, it is going to come. The past. I see you strong. I see you strong. It's okay to cry. It's okay to talk to yourself, long you don't answer back. It's okay to do those things. You are not spiritually weak. In fact, you have ministry inside of you that is distracting you to not be able to do the things that God has called you to do. I want to ask you a couple of questions. I want to know first, who is Michelle?
I don't know Michelle. I don't know. I mean, I heard, you know, there's several Michelles I know in my area, but I'm not really friends with them like that.
You're not connected to none of them?
No, not like that. Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. If anybody on the call line is connected to Michelle, make sure you let me know when I open up the call. What about song and dance?
Song and dance?
Yes, that I mentioned.
Song and dance, I guess because I love to sing. I love
mm-hmm.
music, well, and I like to dance, and, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm being honest, I like that. And just want to
yes.
be free.
Yes. Well, this is your season to shine. This is your season to step in the area in which God is calling you for. And I know that you're looking to several other things in your life, and you're saying to yourself, Lord, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to give this? How am I going to take from that? I'm just saying, go. And he will give you everything that you need. See, you got to remember, your gift is to bless someone else. Your gift is not even for you. The same thing as God has given me a gift, it's really for other people. And that's what I want you to understand. I don't see no sadness. I don't see none of that around you. All I want you to do is put on your big girl panties, if it's okay to say that, and bundle up and take God with you, and most of all, trust that God is going to open the door for you. Amen?
Amen, yes.
And I want you to be blessed. The woman that has autism, is he nearby you?
He don't have autism. He's hearing impaired. He's totally deaf. No, he lives in another state from where I'm from. And he's very... in tune in, he's very spiritual-like to me. You know, he's been saying some things to me, and I've been praying for him, for doors to open up for
crazy.
Him.
This might sound crazy, but you know God is getting ready to heal him?
Oh, I heard that before. He had been prophesied that his ear is going to be open.
Wait a minute. Wait
he's 29 years old, and he lost his hearing through a sickness.
Mm-hmm. I need you to slow down because I'm trying to keep it with the Spirit of God.
I
say that the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus, is getting ready to heal them. Without him becoming physically distracted, physically alert, or physically upset, I want you to blow in each of his ears one time. Even if you have to tell him, you know, calm down, it's going to be okay, we understand. I'm going to wait until that happens. Jesus. Ooh. Let me know when you do it. Let's finish. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Let him hear me, by the way. And you can put the phone to his ear. Let me know when you're done. Lord, we thank you.
He lives in another... He lives in another state. He's not with me.
Okay, well, listen, honey. The power of God goes to whatever state he's in, and we're going to believe tonight that the power of God is going to reach him tonight, and whoever he's staying with, they're going to tell you something happened. I don't know what it is, but something happened over here. Lord, we thank you. Woo, in the name of Jesus. Father, even as he still blows, God, Father, we believe in that your power will reach wherever he is. This man will hear, he will have children, and he will walk and labor for the Lord, God said. Father, I ask my sister to call back to the show and give her testimony to what God has done so the listeners to know that it's not by my might, but it's by the might and power of God that he gives each one of us. I love you, sister. Keep singing. Keep dancing. What is his name? What is his name?
His name is... Well, let's use his middle name, Dion.
Okay. Well, accept that. I'm telling you, there's going to be a change in his life for 2016.
Yeah.
God bless you, my sister.
I feel that. I know. Mm-hmm.
The prophecy is simply confirmation. Echo prophecy.
Yes. Oh, yes. Confirmation. Yes.
Second. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, and I will call back with the praise report.
Please do, my sister. We want to know what God has done. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too. I'm going to open up the lines to area code 407, but I want to try to disconnect. Okay, I did disconnect area code 336. Area 407. I actually jumped down the line for you. How are you today?
All is well. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored by God.
Amen.
Because I trust in his word. Now, you heard how I say because I trust
Amen.
In his word.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, to me, because they say they're highly favored, but they don't trust
God. I'm richly favored
in his word tonight. I see a praise going on with you right now.
Thank you.
I don't know what you're calling for the show, but I'm telling you, it's already done. I see you shouting. See, you with them long hills. You with big hills. I'm 51. I can't get down like that. I see you shouting. Hallelujah.
I see you
praising God for a lot of things. You know what? God said you don't even need prophecy. God said rejoice right now.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Said,
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Dance.
We thank you, Holy Spirit,
like
for even listening and
following
your ear to me.
In the
thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus. God
Amen.
Said that he's going to put a praise dance in your feet. And, honey, you're going to tear up the church
Amen.
Floor. You're going to kill demons while you're stumping.
Amen.
You've been through hell. God said 2016 is your year. He said you're going to see change next month.
Amen.
The word of the Lord has given me December 12th. What is happening with you on December 12th?
I just know that December 12th is 12. The number 12 is very prophetic in my lineage.
Okay, okay. Okay, so that's what I'm picking up as well. That 12. That 12 is very powerful because it deals with the word of God and whatever the lineage over your family is God's covenant.
Yes.
It cannot be
Thank
changed.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
It cannot be changed.
Thank you.
Are you pastoring? Are you pastoring?
I mean, no, I know I'm. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Get ready.
You,
Hallelujah. Jesus, the anointing
thank
is so
you.
Heavy, so strong on
you
tonight.
Jesus.
It's not even about a dollar, not only, but it's about the power of God that's on this line tonight. God say, come on to save souls. Don't abort the assignment.
Yes,
I see a relationship. I see a relationship being restored as well.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's for you. Well, I see two relationships. One is for your daughter, and one is actually for you. Okay.
Okay.
And you
Thank
know what
you.
I'm talking about.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
No, I'm limited. I'm limited.
Yeah. Yes.
Because whatever's trying to take you out, we ain't trying to give it no power.
Amen.
But I'm giving
Amen.
You the power that God has given you tonight. Honey, there ain't nothing to tell you but to put on your high heels, baby, and dance. Dance, baby.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Dance. Whatever music works and your spirit, God say dance. Oh, Jesus, dance. I see you tearing our soul up. I love you.
Thank you.
And
I love you
to
too.
Be encouraged tonight, okay?
Okay, God, I appreciate you. Thank you, Holy
Anytime.
Spirit.
Anytime. Keep me in your prayers as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's the power of God. Oh, my God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My God. I'm opening up the phone line to every code 646. And I pray that he has a testimony. I pray she does. It's my prayer she does. God bless you, every code 646.
Hi, how are you? I'm listening. Good, I'm glad. I'm listening, but in case there is a message for me, I'm just working on being positive and being grateful for everything in my life.
Okay. Okay, now thank you for being supportive to this ministry as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? God bless
yeah.
you. And please stay on the line as well.
Okay.
I'm going to open up the phone lines to, there was a few people I wanted to speak to. Area code 203, if you're listening, I need you to call back in. Area code 203. If you're listening, I need you to call in. What was the phone lines to area code 212? Okay. Be patient with me. You know, these phone lines, when you're trying to do something for the Lord, there's always a problem. Area code 203, God bless you. Area code 203. Area code 203. Okay. I see that area code 203 call has dropped. What I want you to do, don't panic. If you can call back into the show, I will take the call for you. Let me check on area code 832. I know that they're being blessed over there. I believe New Orleans. I believe that's the location. God bless you, area code 832. Be patient with me. I'm used to when God is doing something. There's something in the air. Let me take area code 203. I see she came back in the queue, and I'll take area code 832, followed by that. Area code, oh, the Lord Jesus. Okay, area code 203. We're going to get you in here. Just be patient. See, this is what happens when the Spirit of God is moving. I'm not opening my mouth, and I'm not speaking to any spirit because I came here with the Spirit of God on my lips. And if God says so, then it shall come to pass. Area code 205, just be patient with me. Okay, talk area code 832. Just be patient. I'll come back to you, area code 203. God bless you, area code 832.
Good afternoon. God bless you. Thank God for you this afternoon.
Yes. How is everyone doing there?
Everything is going on pretty smooth, as far as we know. And I just thank God because I got you missed at like 3:48.
Okay. How was area code 347?
Praise the Lord. I thank you, praise God, for being on the line. I thank God for you. And I'm asking for a special prayer for myself this morning. I think I got a little, what you call, muscle spasm. I got a little in my side. Moving around, but I'm not giving it to you because I know God already did. Heal me, and I thank God for you.
That's a cold. Laying there. Do you have a mineral oil? Do you have mineral oil?
No, I do not. No.
Okay,
no,
do
not.
You have baby oil?
I have alcohol. That's about all I have.
No. Well, maybe you might can get mineral oil or baby oil, and you can have 832. I'll rub that on your side. It's not a spasm. I see that it's a coal that's sitting there, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, God bless you all, and as always, thank you for tuning in live. What happened to area code 203? She might have got knocked out of the queue, but God bless you all, and thank you for calling in, and I love you guys.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you, dear. God bless you. Well, callers, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to... Oh, I see area code 203. Lord Jesus, honey, the blessing must be great. Area code 203. Oh, Jesus. Oh, it must be great. I can't even get you connected on the line. Oh, my God. Area code 203, we're going to work it out. In Jesus' name, we're going to work it out. Area code 203, Father, let this call come through. Jesus, Father, let it come through. Area code 203, no, I didn't press area code 832. Just be patient. I'll disconnect your area code 832. You jumped out of the queue. But look, I'm going to wait for you. So if you're listening to me and you call back in, I don't see you, I'll be more than glad. To take the call. I pray that you all are being blessed. I know that I'm being blessed. And I thank God. I was all messed up in my spirit today. In a good way. Not a bad way. Because God was just downloading some things to me. And I say, Lord, I've got to prophesize whatever my state of condition is. And God began to bless me. And those that are listening, I'm encouraging you to go back into the archives and to retrieve of this broadcast. I'm not going to leave until area code 203 call in. Lord, what do you want me to do next? All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start prophesying to those that have listened to this message via internet. I want to prophesy to Brenda. You retrieve this in the archives. I want to prophesize to Cruz. You retrieve this in the archives. I want to prophesize. Excuse me. Michael. That's me just talking too much. Brenda, Cruz, and Michael. Let me start with Brenda. Brenda, the word of the Lord over your life right now is that he wants you to go forth in all the things that he has called you to do, not letting fear or take control. God say, let the fear leave from out of you so you can be effective in this season. Be patient. That's my spirit getting excited. Michael, Archangel, the word of the Lord over your life, it's done. You know what it is. When you retrieve this message, you'll be shouting for joy. And Cruz, the word of your life is your children who will come, I'm writing it down, into fame and fortune. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in live. Know that I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Area code 203. If you're listening to this broadcast, please make sure you email me at propheticmedicalministries@gmail.com. And I want to bless you, excuse me, what the Lord had over your life. God bless to all my listeners. Thank you for tuning in live. And I see you all on Wednesday as God will continue to bless me to be a blessing to you. Keep me in your prayers. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle Ministries.